At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
That's what it sounded like on Fox over the weekend. Jaden Daniels has been spectacular. Let's talk some NFL. He's been on the show before. He's back with us again on the John Chichicola Baker Hotline. Jason Reed, senior NFL writer for ESPN, also author of Rise of the Black Quarterback. Jason, how you been, my friend?
I'm doing well. How we doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Want to talk some NFL with you tonight, and you are somebody that covers the National Football League, and clearly you have a lot of knowledge in covering the Washington Commanders. When I watch Jaden Daniels and everything that he's doing as this phenomenal rookie quarterback, it's hard to really put into words. You, as a senior NFL writer for ESPN and covering the NFL and watching him play specifically, how would you best describe what you've seen out of him this year?
Well, when you talk about the great seasons of rookie quarterbacks in NFL history, I mean, you have to look at a guy like, you know, Dan Marino, he had a fabulous rookie season and then took off from there. But simply put, this is the best season for a rookie quarterback in NFL history. When you talk about the way he protects the ball, the big plays he makes, the last second finishes, the drives to win games, this guy is everything every team wants in not just a rookie quarterback, but a quarterback, because what he has shown is that if you get the quarterback right, if you hit on that pit, it accelerates everything in terms of taking your franchise from point Z to point B or point A.
When you look at the National Football League, and we see a lot of quarterbacks that have, you know, various different levels of talent, one of the things that I love about Jaden Daniels is just how he kind of carries himself. He seems to be calm at all times, composed at all times. That's something that is rare when you look at some of these rookie quarterbacks kind of coming into the league trying to figure things out.
Well, you know, one of the big differences is that, and I truly believe this, he played a lot of games in college. He started out at Arizona State, went to LSU, and, you know, Bill Parcells, the great coach who led the Giants to Super Bowl titles, he had a rule about what he wanted in picking a quarterback. And one of the things was he wanted a guy who in college had a lot of games under his belt. And the reason for that is that you want to get these guys in situations where they're battle-tested in college, so it doesn't guarantee success in the NFL, but at least you know, okay, this guy has been through a lot of things. And nowadays, you know, with the transfer portal, with kids coming out, you know, after their junior seasons. There just isn't the same body of work. You don't have these guys staying, you know, 4 years and being in programs that long. So I think when you look at him, he's different for a lot of reasons. I mean, he's an incredible athlete. He's incredibly smart. He processes very quickly. He makes really good decisions. And I do believe part of that is because of his experience level of the time he was in college.
Do you think that, you know, it's funny because you brought up the transfer portal, and we see guys, at least a couple of guys on the NFC side that have been at various stops in college. Do you think that that kind of enhances the profile and the knowledge of a quarterback? Because Jalen Hurts did that. He was at Alabama and at Oklahoma. And like you mentioned, Jaden was at Arizona State and then eventually went to LSU.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think from a maturation standpoint, it's probably best to be in one system for 4 years, you know, work your way up, you know, back up, then become the starter. But that's not really the case anymore. Guys don't have immediate success. They're usually leaving. And because the transfer portal has made it so that you can go to another place and not have to sit out. So, you know, I think when, you know, the examples you cited, Jaden and Jalen Hurts, they both, like you said, went to other schools and it worked out for them. But I think if I were a coach, I prefer if I saw a guy stay one place for 4 years and develop into a great player.
Talking to Jason Reed, senior NFL writer from ESPN here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830-WCCO. Are we officially in the age of or territory of just being sick and tired of Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs always winning? Because to me, the level of people being frustrated and venting about officiating is approaching an all-time high. I get it, man. You get tired of guys when they get calls or some you know, quarterbacks or players in the league get a lack thereof of calls. But I just think that coming out of last weekend's game, I think that people have gotten a little bit, they're blowing it a little bit out of proportion with regards to the Chiefs. What do you think?
Well, I think people outside of Kansas City, I should say, are definitely tired of the Chiefs. They're tired of them winning all the time. This perception about the calls, I mean, look, you know, a few years ago in the Super Bowl, when the DB held Juju Smith-Schuster, like, people were up in arms that the refs called that. Well, you know, and what they said was, well, you know, you shouldn't call that at that point in the game. Well, that's not how it works. Like, I mean, he clearly held him. So if the refs don't call that, well, then that's just something that they're not doing their job. You know, this last week, everybody was up in arms about the helmet-to-helmet hit. And, you know, one of the calls you could say was questionable, but, you know, former officials went on TV and said both of those calls are textbook calls. And I understand that people get upset because you see Lamar Jackson of the Ravens get dragged down as he's going out of bounds and nothing is called there. I mean, that's on that crew who was calling that game and the job they did. But I find it ridiculous because the Texans gave up 8 sacks and missed 3 kicks. They had a tight end trying to block a pretty good defensive end who wound up with 3 sacks and 3 tackles for losses. I mean, you know, there comes a point you have to look in the mirror. And if you want to say that there were calls in that game that went against the Texans, okay, but 8 sacks, 3 missed kicks? No, you lost because of how you played.
Yeah. And that's, you know, coming up this weekend, Buffalo versus Kansas City, that's the most anticipated maybe matchup, I think, that a lot of people, at least in most people's minds. Who do you like in that game and why?
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Well, look, the Chiefs are playing at home. So right there, you say, you know, they get a little bit of a bump for that. The last time they played in Buffalo during the regular season, several key players on the Chiefs did not play. They were out with injuries. Charles Amenihu, the defensive end, Jalen Watson, the cornerback, Isaiah Pacheco, the running back, didn't play. I think fundamentally you're going to see the Chiefs play differently than they did in Buffalo because of the personnel they're going to have available. Now, that said, Josh Allen is having his best year, primarily because he's taking care of the football. He's always, you know, produced a lot of touchdowns, but he also produced a lot of turnovers. He's taking care of the football. The Bills, you know, this whole narrative about the gutty little Bills, you know, they've got one of the best offensive lines in the league. They have talent throughout that roster. So it's going to be a very tough game. What I would say is this: Patrick Mahomes has found a way. Can the Bills win that game? They absolutely can. But I think the Chiefs find a way to win at the end.
How about on the NFC side of things? Jalen Hurts, I think it should be a little bit concerning about the knee injury that he incurred this past weekend. Clearly, Washington is playing some really good football now, but they took a blow to their offensive line. They had an offensive lineman that's out with a torn ACL now. What are your thoughts on the NFC Championship?
I believe the Washington Commanders will be playing their first Super Bowl since 1991. I think that, you know, what you just said, I'm on record with this, or I will be on record with this on ESPN when the picks come out. I just look, Saquon Barkley and an offensive line are going to be a massive problem. And, you know, any injuries along Washington's offensive line, which isn't the best in the league, is going to be an issue. But I believe that Jalen Daniels is going to find a way to get it done. Just as he's found a way to get it done time and time again. And I think Jalen Hurts, this injury, look, he was already not having his greatest season throwing the ball to begin with. Then he got the concussion late in the season. Now he's got this leg situation. I believe that the Washington Commanders are going to continue this ride all the way to the Super Bowl.
That's interesting. All right, so we're looking at a Washington-Kansas City Super Bowl, according to one Jason Reed, senior NFL writer from ESPN. Final thing before I let you go. You know, we're in Minnesota. And we know that our our coach, Kevin O'Connell, got a contract extension, a multi-year extension. We don't know the parameters for how many years it's going to be. We'll see how that plays out. But that was the right thing to do. I think that the general manager is going to get a contract extension, too. But I think the number one thing that people are kind of questioning here is what happens at quarterback. Do you try to keep Sam Darnold? Do you go ahead and roll the dice with J.J. McCarthy, who's coming off of a torn meniscus and he didn't play this year? From somebody that's at the national level, how do you view the Minnesota Vikings as an organization? And what do you think is probably the right way to go about utilizing, whether it's just, you know, the money that they have salary cap wise to help other areas? Do you think that they go and roll with the young quarterback that they took in the top 10?
Well, listen, I'm a USC grad, so I've followed Sam Darnold's career very closely, and I just think that from what he did this year, you know, he proved this year that he is a competent NFL quarterback. And before the last game of the regular season and the playoffs, you know, you were saying to yourself, okay, they've got a ride with him. Those last two games, I think, made it a much more difficult decision because you kind of saw, okay, this is how far we can go with him. Now, that's 14 victories, and that's really good. But if you want to win Super Bowls, you get there. I think you have to bring him back I think you have to bring him back because you don't know what you have in McCarthy coming off the injury. I believe it wasn't just the injury. I think he had a second surgery on it as well.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah. So, you know, I think when you look at the situation overall, this is a good football team. Kevin O'Connell has proven he's a good head coach. You know he's coming back. You know that program's going to remain the same. You know, I think you need to keep Darnold. I think, again, it's a more difficult decision now than it would have been, let's say, if it was only a 16-game season. And then you say, okay, well, the playoff game, whatever. But, hey, he had a great year. But those last two games, it definitely is doubt. But I think you have to stay that and go that direction because you don't know what you have in McCarthy coming off of an injured season.
Hey, Jason, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my man. Thank you so much. Continued success, and we'll talk to you soon.
Anytime.
All right, that's Jason Reed, senior NFL writer from ESPN, also author of Rise of the Black Quarterback, joining us here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for her families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.